The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you. Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
What it is.
How is your Christmas, sir?
Guess what I got for Christmas?
Cyberpunk.
You know what? You just said that because I told you earlier. Okay. Guess what I'm taking back tomorrow?
Cyberpunk.
I didn't even open it. I'm not even going to try and play it.
Trade that thing for a Mario. There you go. A fighting game, because you're really good at those.
I'm no good at fighting games.
Get Madden and pick the black guy.
You're nuts.
Okay. Oh, we hope everybody had a good Christmas. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the Nashville bombing, Brody Lee, Christmas, COVID vaccine numbers, Pelosi's porculous stimulus COVID bill, and much more. A top 10 list this week, our hopes for 2021, and we will answer your listener questions.
So, Justin, speaking of things that go boom.
Yes.
How was your Christmas present?
12 gauges full, sir. I got to pick my own Christmas present.
Yep. What is it? What brand is it?
Mossberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Double slide pump?
Yeah, it's got the pump.
Yeah, but is it double slide? It's got slides on both sides?
No, it's just one.
Is it single slide?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. It's technically a turkey gun. Wink.
You've got lots of turkeys.
There's a lot of jive turkeys.
You know what the worst part is, though? You're like in turkey heaven down there, though.
There's a lot.
You go outside, though, that's there.
There's a lot, yes. So, yeah. If anybody would like to send some quad buck, you know, for testing, I'd be more than happy.
Do they still make buck hammers?
I don't know. I need to look into that if they do. I think the only one that understands what that even is probably Big John. So
right. I remember seeing those for the first time.
Yeah.
And the Phantom's like, have you seen these yet? I'm like, no. He's like, they're called buck hammers. They put washers and stack them in a fucking stack inside of this thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to get into this?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Some TV news this week. Comedian John Mulaney checked into rehab 60 days for alcohol and the cocaine. He just hosted Saturday Night Live not too long ago. He does a bunch of stand-up on Netflix. He's kind of like the golden boy of comedy stand-up right now. Apparently, he's dealt with it for a long time. So,
John Mulaney?
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yep.
I don't find him horribly funny, but hopefully he gets straight. So,
geez, that guy's on booze and coke?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like coked out of his head. I think he'd be funnier.
Yeah, he probably would. That's the thing. If you have Pluto, the Pluto free streaming deal, Viacom CBS has just put out a new channel on it. Comedy Central Animation, free on Pluto's streaming service. The programming includes Beavis and Butthead, Daria, Drawn Together, Legends of Chamberlain Heights, Trip Tank, and Ugly Americans, as well as the puppet show Crank Yankers.
Crank Yankers.
I got mail. Yay! So, yeah, that's on there if you got... There wasn't a lot of news this week, obviously, because of the holiday, at least entertainment-wise. There is in the second half of the show. But the biggest TV news of the week, Vince, Wheel, Snipe, Sully Boys,
Big Letter City Kenny, Slam Boys!
Letter Kenny, new season, did drop on Hulu this week. Yay.
Yay.
That's all I can say.
Have you watched any of it yet?
Not yet. I'm getting ready to, because everything's been crazy with the holiday. I think it was Christmas Day in Canada, and the 26th started yesterday. It started here. So
big city slams, boys.
I'm ready. I'm all ready. So
give your balls a tug.
Gonna be watching it here very soon. And what's bad is I'm probably gonna like binge it and then be like, oh, I gotta wait another year. Like Mandalorian. At least Mandalorian was week to week.
Yeah, yeah. But, damn it, Shorzy.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Vince, you're gonna hate me.
I do already.
Well, Merry Christmas, you too,
bastard. Going to.
What's this going to? You can tell I'm filibustering because I have to plug in my headset.
Yeah, I heard the pop and the snap and the crackle, and I thought, oh, god damn it.
We're that was my five knees. Minutes Thank in. You. I'm not old.
You are old and falling apart. Filibuster. I'm totally going to have to edit all this shit out.
Nah,
last time you're like, oh, don't edit. Just leave it in. I totally took that out. Or did
leave I? Leave it in. We're good. All
Jesus
right.
Jesus Christ, I can't remember.
Movie news this week. Russia's biggest television channel has launched a competition to find a woman to star in what it hopes will be the first feature film shot in space. They are partnering with Russian space agency Roscosmos. I probably mispronounced it because I don't have vodka.
God damn it. I know. I was going to say, I need some vodka now.
Channel One aims to find a leading lady for the movie that is tentatively titled Challenge, which will begin filming at the International Space Station in October.
Grace Jones.
Yeah, exactly. this is in an attempt to beat Tom Cruise to be the first thing filmed in space, since he's teaming up with NASA and Elon Musk's SpaceX. So Russia wants to win, is basically what it is.
I don't understand.
But
they
space?
Probably will.
It's the final frontier.
I mean, let's be honest. They put a fucking satellite into space before we did. So,
they put a
I mean,
dog into space. We haven't even done that yet.
Yeah. That's, I don't, I yay, the first actors in space.
Maybe they'll stay there.
Maybe.
What do you mean somebody hit the airlock and they all flew?
Now, can you guarantee you can stick all of Hollywood into fucking space in the vacuum and they'll never come back?
Can we get Kaepernick's up there?
Can is that possible? We'll send them to you.
Yes, exactly. Big movie news this week. MGM, one of the oldest movie studios still in operation, they want to sell their entire library, which includes James Bond franchise. MGM has also produced a number of big movies, Pink Panther, the Rocky movies, the Hobbit movies, also responsible for a number of TV shows from Stargate to Handmaid's Tale. MGM is actively trying to sell off the studio through investment banks Morgan Stanley and Liontree. They're valuing MGM at $5.5 billion, a number that includes not only all of its current titles, but its entire film library. Of course,
that's it.
Yeah,
$5.5 billion. What about all the older movies?
It would all be a done deal.
Wasn't Casablanca in that? Was that MGM?
Oh, I don't know if that was MGM, but I don't know. But it looks like it's going to be a bidding war between the Mouse and Netflix. So. There you go.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
James Bond, Disney Princess.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right, we have a new warning label on a classic movie. UK film censors have now put a warning on the 1980s movie Flash Gordon.
Dun 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 dun. Flash Gordon is alive.
Racist. Yeah. For the portrayal of Ming the Merciless as, quote, dubious if not outright offensive. Of course, he was played by Swedish actor Max von Sydow. The BBFC will examine how to handle stereotypes in other old films starting next year.
But he wasn't Asian.
No.
No, I meant the character's not Asian. His name is Ming.
Yeah.
He's a fucking alien.
He's an alien, yeah.
Named Ming.
That's a very, very racist.
Dun 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 now, dun,
come
dun,
here,
dun, dun 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 dun. Fresh!
Here come Godzilla again. Yeah.
He saved every one of us.
50 million of us on a bus? Yeah.
Fresh! Captain of the Impossible!
I now understand why we have no Asian listeners.
We watched A Christmas Story Thursday night, and they were singing, ra, 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 and my son looks at me and says, is that where you got that from? Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Last thing for movie news this week. Sony Pictures CEO Tony Venturiera was talking to CNBC and said that they have plans to turn multiple PlayStation franchise into 7 TV shows and 3 movies, but did not say what franchises. These are in addition to Last of Us, Uncharted that we already know is filming now. So, gonna get that Sackboy TV show, Vince. Aren't you all excited?
No, not really. Okay. Casablanca was Warner Brothers.
Ah. Okay.
I'm looking up how many classic MGM classic films.
Guessing a bunch.
Yeah, it's going to be...
I think Cocoon was MGM, wasn't it? That's what Disney needs to remake, Cocoon.
1924, 25. Let's get in the 30s. How about that? Oh my god, dude. The 30s.
Good old days.
That's before the MPAA.
Yeah. There was no ratings.
There's a bunch of them, man. I mean,
you could leave your house without a mask.
Well, yeah, but that was 1919. You couldn't leave the house without a mask.
Well, so. Yeah, that was mustard gas. That's a whole different thing, yeah.
Everyone got what was that? Bacterial pneumonia from that shit.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot.
There is a lot. So.
There's a shit ton. So.
All right. We'll go to comic book news this week. Spinning out of January's King and Black event for Marvel, they're going to launch I believe it's a mini series or a limited series, Black Knight Curse of the Ebony Blade. This will be written by Cy Spurrier, who's doing the mini story tie-in for King and Black. The new title will explore Dane Whitman's relationship with his legendary cursed sword, the title Ebony Blade, obviously, as it becomes the target of a new villain's obsession. Will revive and revamp aspects of the Black Knight's mythology. So I'm looking at a little bit of a soft reboot here. So
yay.
Yeah, I like Black Knight. It's an interesting character when written well. So, but Vince, I actually have. We grew up late '80s, and I know you were reading X Factor at the time. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Well, this new X-Men Legends book, which is telling old stories in continuity and bringing back high-profile X-Men creators. Louise Simonson and her husband Walt are coming back on an X Factor story.
Oh shit.
Louise, known as Wheezy, was previously confirmed to be writing an upcoming arc in the series announcement. Now we know it will be illustrated by her husband Walt. You know him from obviously X Factor and his work on Thor. The pair worked on X Factor in the mid and late 80s. Among the major story developments during their run was, oh yeah, they created Apocalypse. And they're also the ones that turned Angel into Archangel. Oh, during her X-Factor run, Louise spun off a group of teen characters that were featured in a title called Exterminators. That team just happened to be Boom Boom, Rusty, Richter, which she would later add to New Mutants. And then when Liefeld took over, Boom Boom was part of X-Force. Because New Mutants turned into X-Force. So in her last major X Factor arc, Scott Summers and Madeline Pryor's baby Nathan was infected with a techno-organic virus and taken 2,000 years into the future. Perhaps you'd know him better as Cable?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Let's see. Newsarama has learned Simonson's art will likely be physically lettered directly onto the original boards, a technique that has fallen out of favor in recent years with the advent of digital technology and will likely be a boon to the collector value of new art. And it will be lettered by their longtime collaborator, John Workman. So I'm really excited about this one because that's when I really got into.
Damn, they're kicking it old X school. Factor.
Yeah, this Legends book might be good because I think. Oh, I had his name till I started talking. Claremont. Chris Claremont's coming back too to do an arc. And everything X Men's basically Chris Claremont. So.
Sure.
But yeah, kind of excited about that. Your recommendations for comics that came out this week, Spawn 313, G.I. Joe 277, U.S. Agent, issue 2 of 5, King in Black, 2 of 5, Maestro, that miniseries ended, issue 5 of 5, Doctor Doom, issue 10, Red Hood 52, Batman Beyond 50, Detective Comics 1033, and then a couple of DC one-shots here. Dark Knight's Death Metal, The Secret Origin, and Black Adam Endless Winter Special. So, well,
sure, they got to have the Black Adam since he's going to be in a new movie.
Well, yeah, they're once Future State ends and we go to the new reboot, look for Black Adam to be a part of the Justice League. Just saying.
Oof. So.
Let's go to wrestling news this week. WWE apparently has been planning to create a new NXT show, which would apparently be like an NXT minor league. They've also been discussing a Lucha Libre series, which would be kind of an NXT Mexico, but not exactly. The show would reportedly air in the U.S., and they've spoken with a few people about running the project. It's very early on in the planning stages, but one of the names being considered is Chavo Guerrero Jr. Chavo was one of the major agents for Lucha Underground. So, there you go. WWE's announced Superstar Gaming Series, where WWE superstars will face off against celebrities. Your first episode will be the 29th, so 2 days from now, and it will be Ronda Rousey, Liv Morgan, and The Miz will be featured. So,
Boy?
I don't know. There are so many of them are gamers now. They all have fucking Twitch channels and all that shit.
Which they're allowed
WWE
to?
Now, WWE now owns, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Game Changer Wrestling fights back. On December 15th, WWE applied to trademark, quote, The Collective for wrestling exhibitions and performances. Game Changer has been using this brand for at least a year and a half that I know of beforehand. So Game Changer has filed its own trademark on the term. My guess is that since Game Changer's been using it for a long time and WWE has never used the name, Game Changer might win this one in court. So we'll see how that turns out. They also announced Game Changer on Twitter formally requesting to be released from their IWTV contract. This request comes with sadness and regret, but also the knowledge that there is apparently no other option. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Yeah, said they did it out of loyalty. That's why they signed the original contract, but now they want out. So, I don't know. Contracts are sticky fucking things, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, when you sign your soul to the devil.
Yeah, exactly. Danny Hodge, perhaps the greatest amateur wrestler in the history of the U.S. and longtime professional wrestler, passed away this week at 88. Excuse me. For the last number of years, he suffered with dementia and had not been out in public much. The Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in Wichita Falls, Texas, noted his passing. Jerry Briscoe simply wrote, my hero, rest in peace, Dan, on Twitter. Yeah, some of his accomplishments... After I'm dying here. I think I got
The Rona?
Woo flu. The woo flu.
Do you really? Fuck, you better take your goddamn Curacetin.
My 50,000 thing vitamin D the other day, so I'm good for a week.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Let's see. I lost my spot. Okay, it's pretty easy to list his accomplishments. After graduating Perry High School in Perry, Oklahoma, where he had been a state champion in 51, he enrolled in the University of Oklahoma. He went 46-0 in college and was never taken off of his feet. He won the Big 7 title 3 times, the NCAA title 3 times at 177, the only amateur wrestler to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Won a silver medal at the 56 Olympics in Australia. So that's sad there. But the shocking news came late last night. It was announced that John Huber, a.k.a. Brody Lee, a.k.a. Luke Harper, passed away at the age of 41. He was one of the Wyatts, Vince.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking it up.
Yeah, according to a post from his wife, he passed surrounded by loved ones after a hard-fought battle with a non-COVID-related lung issue. She said, the Mayo Clinic is literally the best team of doctors and nurses in the world who surrounded me with constant love. On top of that, I can't express my love and admiration for the way All Elite Wrestling has treated not only my husband, but myself and my kids. This one just kind of hit out of nowhere and was a horrible shock, so... And from all the wrestlers posting online, it was everything you read about him being a great person is absolutely true. Nobody's kissing ass or anything like that.
Actually a decent motherfucker?
Yeah, he was one of the good ones. I saw Bray Wyatt's post, and he's just all horribly tore up. So, but yeah, so that happened last night, and that's fucking horrible. 41, he was our age, Vince. Goddamn.
Shh.
Yeah.
Quit. I don't want to think about it.
I know it.
I don't want to think about it.
All right. Sadly, that was it for wrestling news. Vince, do you have anything for video games?
I do. It's a biggie. Class action lawsuit alleges Cyberpunk 2077 publisher lied and misled investors. After Cyberpunk debuted to the world and set off a trash fire of rage and disappointment, the clock started ticking. Many wondered when that anger would manifest itself into a lawsuit to take the game publisher CD Projekt Red to court. Well, it happened on Christmas Eve, and this is from Gizmodo. It happened on Christmas Eve. You're going to love this. On Thursday, the Rosen law firm filed a class action lawsuit in the Central California District on behalf of investor Andrew Trampe and others who bought CDPR securities, for example, stock between January 16th and December 17th of this year. Let's see. The company joint CEO Adam Kaczynski, CFO Piotr Nublowskitz, and Vice President of Business Development Michael Nowakowski are all names of as defendants. The firm alleges that the company either willfully omitted information and lied about the game's development or acted with reckless disregard for the truth. I had heard that they knew about the issues on the older base PS4s and Xbox Ones. The fat PS4s, the original PS4s. Yeah. They knew that the gameplay was shit.
Because like you said, it's a next-gen game. They tried to back to do
that's
the older systems.
It.
Yeah,
if they would have just said, look, we can't... It just started off. They're not going to run. You have to have a next-gen console. But even with that, they didn't know the next-gen was out, blah, blah, blah. I think they waited too long. Everybody wanted it. They pre-ordered it, which was dumb. You shouldn't have even put the pre-order out.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a what was that game? Star Citizen had another patch.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it killed the server.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's right on schedule, wink.
Yeah.
So that was the only video game news. It was kind of slow just because it's Christmas, but I tell you what, CD Projekt Red's getting its ass handed to it.
Now, CD Projekt Red also did The Witcher, yeah. So,
it was an okay game. It was kind of glitchy.
Yeah,
kind of.
I think the biggest thing I took out of that entire story is You're telling me Jews are lawyers now?
Are you kidding me? On Christmas what? Eve.
On Christmas Eve.
Bay. It's another show. Here's your fucking thing.
It's a Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa miracles.
Yeah, right?
All right. I only have one thing for music news this week. The Recording Academy, these are your Grammy people, has announced its 2021 Special Merit Awards.
Oh, shit.
Receiving Lifetime Achievement Awards will be Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, the late jazz musician Lionel Hampton, opera singer Marilyn Horn, Salt and Peppa, Selena, and Talking Heads. Ed Chinnery, Benny Golson, and Kenny Babyface Edmonds will receive trustee awards, while Daniel Weiss is recognized as the technical Grammy Award recipient. So, Talking Heads get a lifetime Grammy, Vince.
I don't like why.
I don't know
why. It's. They're probably saying the same thing. Why?
Yeah.
I don't care about the fucking Grammys.
Yeah.
A self-congratulatory fucking circle jerk.
Pretty much.
I like the Talking Heads, though.
Yeah, that is true. All right, we're going to pick the fake story here. Congratulations to nobody. We had guesses, and they were all wrong on last week. None of you win a no prize. The actual fake story was the petition to take Lincoln off the penny for the Black Lives Matter fist.
See, I thought it was fucking real, too.
A lot of people guessed the drug mix-up of the antidepressant and the Viagra was fake. Nope, that was true. All right, here are your three stories for this week. Are you ready?
Yes.
In what some are calling an open act of rebellion, the Young Conservatives group at Oregon's Bartlett College took it upon themselves last weekend to pull down a statue of Obama. Campus police arrested all members of the club, pressing full charges for vandalism, destruction of private property, and hate crime. Story two. Story number two. The United States Space Force members officially have a new name. Guardians.
What?
Vice President Mike Pence announced soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, and guardians.
Oh, Jesus.
Will be defending our nation for generations to come. Story three. A man has won a lawsuit against his parents for getting rid of his porn collection worth $25,000. The 42-year-old sued his parents after they threw out a trove of pornography and an array of sex toys from their home in Michigan. The parents must now pay damages to their son for an amount that is yet to be determined, but the son has valued the collection at $25,000 and is demanding triple that for wanton destruction of property. Which is fake? Campus Republicans? Guardians of the Galaxy Space Force? Or 25 grand in porn? I'll put the thread up later today. Make your guesses there. And with that, we'll take a break, do Song of the Week, plug our friends, and when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 list, our hopes for 2021.
Run, run, run. What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, the Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week, our hopes for 2021, because a lot of people are saying 2020 was such a horrible year, but mine is pretty good. I don't know about y'all. I did good. So, all right, Vince, what is your number 10 pick for 2021?
Everyone dies on my Deadpool list.
Well, that leads into next week. Yes, indeed. It will be the Deadpool draft.
I'm so excited.
I am too. I am too. And the opposite of mine is number 10 is good health for us and the listeners. I wish everybody good health.
I get my number one serious. How about that?
Yep. What's your number 9?
Get a machine fast enough to run Cyberpunk.
Well, yeah, that could. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
My number 9, the UFO episode happens.
Full disclosure.
Yes.
I mean, the fucking government agencies are like, yeah, we don't know what they are. Yeah, they're from another planet.
Yeah.
We might have one. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. 300 knots underwater. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 8.
A real pandemic reduces the world's population to an eighth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You lock us down for a fucking cold.
Yeah.
You lock this down for drink clear fluids and get plenty of sleep.
You just want to go full Mad Max. I know where you end up.
That's pretty much. I want to wear a thong and have a hockey mask.
You ever seen the Sean Connery and the red, like, what is it, Zardoz or something like
that?
Yeah,
that's me.
That's what you want to wear, yeah.
That's me.
All right. My number eight, playing or DMing some more D&D games.
I think we're going to get our wish.
I think we're going to get our wish on some of these.
Christopher.
Hi, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
We've been fucking busy.
Yeah. All right, number seven.
Apophis comes.
You have been waiting on that thing about as long as you've been waiting on to win a Deadpool.
You know what? It's like eggs. It's one like week they're eggs. Good for you.
Yes.
And the next week they're bad.
Yep.
It's like Apophis. Oh, it's not going to hit us. Oh, shit, it's going to come close. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Pretty much. All right. My number seven, a major financial sponsorship for the podcast. Everybody else has them, but not us. I'm looking at you, Mossberg.
Hey, because we're awesome.
Looking at you, Mossberg.
We're awesome. We don't need to.
Number six.
Night Court is decent.
Hmm.
I want it to be decent.
That's
I got
a
my
good
hopes
one.
Up.
Yeah.
John Larroquette can do no wrong.
You have my attention now, yeah.
Even with the Lifetime movies, I'm whatever.
He is the standout at whatever he does.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You are drawn to him. Yes. My number six, that I hit Powerball or Mega Millions.
Higher on the list.
Yes. I think that's everybody's, to be honest.
Higher on the list.
Number five.
Ammo prices go down.
Hey, that's a little higher on my list.
I'd like to see that.
I would too.
Because we're going to be running out here pretty soon, folks.
Yep.
I got a feeling after, we'll talk about it later. Keep going.
My number five, no Civil War 2. I really don't want that to happen.
We'll talk about that later.
Because I know how it ends.
Yeah.
Number four.
Make the Star Wars movies like the books, like everybody keeps talking about.
Yep. I agree with that completely.
Apparently it's going to happen. All these last movies were just fever dream.
Yeah, exactly. There is no Rey. My number four, people wake up to being lied to.
Higher on the list.
Yeah. Number three.
Cancel Star Trek diversity and bring back Worf as captain of the Defiant.
Ooh. Look at you going with a person of color as the captain.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I just want Worf back. I didn't even.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with his color. He's just a badass character.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with Michael Dorn being. It just. Wow.
And you can get the guy that played T'Olk from Stargate to be like the bad Klingon. Ooh.
Oh, my God. I would bring Dwight Schultz back.
Yeah.
As Barkley.
Yep.
Dude.
I'm telling you, we could do some stuff.
Could we?
Yeah. We know things. My number three here, that the ammo shortage will end. Therefore driving down prices. Because this 75 cents to a dollar a round shit's got to end.
A dollar a round for 9mm.
Yeah. God damn.
9mm. Come on.
Yeah. Number two.
I'd like to hit the lottery.
Yep.
I'd like to have enough to pay the house off.
There you go. That's it.
Right I'm not there. Greedy, man. I just want to get rid of bills.
Yeah. My number two, less hate in the world.
That kind of goes with my number one.
Well, what is your number one there?
The government admits it's wrong. We go back to normal, and peace on earth breaks out.
There you go.
That's my number one. See, it was all silly until you hit number one.
Not all of them are silly. Some of these are going to actually happen.
Some of hit the lottery part. Yeah, I'm serious about that one.
Yeah. My number one, everyone is prepared, like we've told you for years, for the even harder times that are coming. Vince went optimistic. I went realistic. So that is my hope, is that everyone is ready for what's coming. So, all right, let's get to some listener picks here. Elizabeth said, no rioting, no looting, no hate, too much negativity in the world. I also hope to get the COVID vaccine since I am considered an essential worker. Roboto said, burn it down, I don't care. And then he said, now for my real answer, to continue on my road to better health, not to take either vaccine, they can shove it. I'm still on a mission to try to get paid to exist. Universal basic income might be coming there, Roboto. Get ready. Aliens finally visit in droves and give answers to the universe. The UFO episode is still to happen. And finally, still no Sentinels and X-Men movies.
I hate you.
Oh, Roboto. Juan posted a picture of a headstone that says, here lies Squidward's hopes and dreams. Kim finishes off our listener picks here with buy a new house, continued health, further relationships, pay off all debts, no more wars, my family to be safe, secure a meaningful job, more personal growth, complete unfinished projects, and win the lottery. So those are all fantastic picks. I hope y'all get what you want. So all right, Vince, we have some FMKs this week.
We do?
Sent in by Chris.
Oh, shit.
His first one is the 20 gigaton bombshell edition. All choices pictured as film noir femme fatales in their prime. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
The Blondes, Nicolette Sheridan, Colleen Camp, Mariel Hemingway. Colleen Camp was a Yvette from Clue, by the way.
I know.
I'm going to marry Nicolette Sheridan.
I'm all right with that.
I'm going to bang Colleen Camp. The only reason I picked Sheridan is because she was dating or married to Michael Bolton, so I know her standards are not real well, and I could, you know, I'm right there.
You know who her dad is?
No.
I think her dad's Telly Savalas.
Nice, if true.
I think it is
Telly. Yeah. All right, what's your pick on that?
That's about where I go.
All right. His next one here, he says, God once appeared as a fiery bush. It's the redheads, kids. Oh, yeah. Christina Hendricks, Angie Everhart, Deborah Ann Wool. You bang Christina, you marry Deborah Ann Wool, and Angie Everhart can go.
There's
nothing wrong with her. My logic here, Christina Hendricks, giant boobs. Come on, that's, you know. Deborah Ann Wool, huge D&D nerd, so I'm marrying her. Like, she DMs, like, games and has her own channel and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I lied. Nicolette Sheridan's dad's not Telly Savalas.
Oh, it was a lot better when it was.
I thought it was.
It was a lot better when it was. Dad's just some carpenter from, like, Flatbush or something. Yeah. So what's your redhead pick there?
I'm all right with it. You can't go wrong with redheads, man.
That's true. Last one, he says, true noir. Megan Gale, Linda Carter, Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, I'm going to knock the bottom out of Jennifer Connelly.
I agree. And you marry Linda Carter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because it's Wonder Woman. And watch the movie Bobby Joe and the Outlaw.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You could do that one for research, kids.
Yeah, research.
So, yep. Hey, we agree on all those. Pretty good. All right, let's get to listener questions. Roboto sends in, bad, broken, wrong part Christmas gifts that you have received, and how was it? How was it so? I taught them that it was the gift, not the item, that was to be important and be grateful. But for the other two, a couple toys I remember being either broke or the battery compartment not working. boy version of the Easy Bake Oven. I had a kid and it came with cars. So do you have any bad or broken or wrong Christmas gifts that you got?
Yeah, I got a Cyberpunk 2077 for Christmas.
That's the bad broken.
That's I got that one. I didn't even open it up. I'm looking at it right now. It's getting taken back.
I never got like wrong part Christmas gifts or even broken ones, really. I mean, bad, like when you're a kid and you get clothes or socks, you know, and you're like, I really wanted Kettle Great Gold and I got socks. Yeah, but
I wanted a Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
we got one. They hid it. We were putting everything up and behind the tree. They said, you forgot one. It's behind the tree. And it was laying in the tree. And we knew what it was automatically. We're like, oh my God, that's what it is.
Yep. But yeah. All right. Next question here comes from Chris. This is more of a idea. Future top 10 list idea. Vince, he has movie crossovers you'd like to see. For example, he says Die Hard and Predator. Though that might be a little Christmassy for Vince.
It's too Christmassy.
Yeah.
I like Christmas movies.
That's true. His actual question here, what did you think of the Christmas miracle that happened on Tuesday? I refer to, of course, the outpouring of mutually aligned goals and interests bridging the massive political divide in the U.S. as very nearly everyone from both sides of the political spectrum and all points in between came together as one to absolutely tar, feather, and drop in a blast furnace and roast the ever-living motherfuck out of Nancy Pelosi on Twitter. This, of course, comes as the Porculus bill tried to go through. We'll talk about that here shortly, Chris. So,
did it try?
What do you mean?
I know they tried to pass it, but didn't they say they're going to pass it anyway, if Trump vetoes it?
There's a veto. They said they have the votes to override a veto, but now that everybody sees what's in it, you're going to have a lot of people that have come up for re-election here very shortly. Probably go, yeah, I don't think I'd vote for that. And again, because everybody saw it, that, yeah. So, but we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
Sorry, bub.
His next question, you have just been, I didn't read this prior. I apologize. You have been exalted by God to become the new Father Christmas, Santa Claus, or Kris Kringle. Pick a hot middle-aged woman to be your Mrs. Claus from among your Mary picks from the FMKs.
Does it have to be FMKs?
That from what he, the ones he listed here from our FMKs that we picked to marry. So it's either Nicolette Sheridan, Deborah Ann Wool, or Wonder Woman.
God damn it. I want Kathy Ireland.
I'm going to call an audible and say Kathy Ireland.
So. We're calling Juan rules on this.
That's right. I'm sorry, Chris. But all right. What type of elves are toiling your way in your workshop? Tieflings. Or no. An entire Tieflings. Species of nightcrawlers, like Wolverine called Nightcrawler X-Men.
Sure.
The Dink Dinks from Spaceballs. Or a legion of drow?
The fucking drow.
Yeah, obviously the drow.
Dude, they can take care of themselves, man.
A lot of D&D came out right here real quick.
Jesus Christ, could you imagine an army of drow doing all that shit?
Yeah, that'd
be It'd be the most well-protected fucking factory ever.
Thousands of people went to try to find Santa's workshop, and none came back.
Yeah, you said just two or three out.
Yeah.
Go get them, boys.
Your sleigh is pulled by eight what? Dire wolves, battle cats, or bouncy buxom bikini babes from Sweden?
Dire wolves.
Yeah, I'm going to go, yeah.
I like boobs.
But they'd be dire wolves, man. They'd be in the thing with Kathy Ireland.
Yeah.
What offering should people leave out for you by the tree before going to bed on Christmas Eve? Cannot be cookies, milk, or carrots with the reindeer. That tradition goes back to the former Santa Claus. Ammo.
Power bars.
Ammo and power bars. There you go. Leave out ammo and power bars.
Right.
Those on the nice list get presents. What do those on the naughty list get? Again, you can't go with Cole since that was a prior Santa.
Nothing. You get nothing.
You get a no prize.
Yeah, you
just
get
a paper
nothing.
That says no prize.
I wouldn't even go that far. Fuck you. You're bad. You don't get shit.
You get the COVID vaccine. That's what you get.
You don't want to kill him.
It just gives him the palsy.
You don't. Jesus Christ, man.
That's what those bastards get. Crotch goblins. Who plays you in the Hallmark made-for-TV version of Miracle on 34th Street?
Scott Grimes.
That's a good pick.
That's accurate.
If he was still alive, I'd say John Candy.
Or the Big Brother Pete from The Adventures of Pete.
Yeah, there you go. That's you completely. That's a good pick.
That's a good pick.
What shakes when you laugh like a bowl full of what? Well, obviously belly is laugh. Like a bowl full of cream of wheat. I don't know.
There you go.
Use jelly. Yeah. What's your catchphrase? Saint Nick had Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
I like that. I wouldn't change it up.
Yeah, I wouldn't change that.
I wouldn't try to change up too much.
Right.
Just because.
For a joke, I'd do something like, don't worry, tiny hats, I'm not coming to your house. You know, something like that.
You're not going to get sued on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, exactly. He gave us choices here. Sorry. I am all messed up here. I have come to distribute presents and toss commies out of the sleigh at 40,000 feet over the Atlantic, and I'm all out of presents.
That one.
I saw mommy riding Santa Claus, and now daddy's foot don't fill that shoe no more. You're welcome, and now I'm off to gank that fucking groundhog.
The first one.
Commies, yeah.
The first one.
Yep. All right. Next question here comes from Big John. Thoughts on the new administration trying to buy the American people out, yet still take better care of other countries' militaries? That's coming up in a second, sir.
Boy, that, I like how Trump got up there and told him how bad the package was. You get $600, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. Leaves out Israel.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They get half a billion, by the way.
Roboto here, last questions. Thoughts on the Christmas morning bombing in Nashville. We will get to that here in a second. First, we'll do our thank you, everybody, for your listener questions. We'll do the COVID stories here real quick, and then we'll get into the other. Dr. Bricks. You know her. She's the female Fauci.
Bricks.
Somebody needs to hit her with a...
Not going to work here anymore?
Yeah, well... That depends. She's the coordinator of the White House Corona response team. And she told you to limit your celebrations to your immediate household for Thanksgiving. Remember
that? How many people came to my house on Christmas Day?
Exactly. Well, the day after Thanksgiving, she traveled to one of her vacation properties in Delaware, was accompanied by three generations of her family from two different households. Rules for thee, not for me, you silly
peasant.
Are you fucking
kidding me?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This bill just passed in D.C., not Washington, D.C., like federal, but D.C., like local. The bill permits a minor of any age to consent to receive a vaccine where the vaccination is recommended by the U.S. Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. It also establishes that if a minor is able to comprehend the need for, the nature of, and any significant risk, then informed consent is established and does not require the permission or consent of the parents or guardians or even their notification.
Mm.
They're going to start taking this to schools. Line up and get your shots, kids. Your parents don't need to know.
Yeah, they do, kids.
And then doctors are going to leave out ammo for Santa. You remember they kept saying that asymptomatic people, that was the justification of the lockdowns, right?
Yeah.
That even if you're not sick, you can still pass it. Well, a new study has come out from doctors from China, the UK, and Australia. Almost 10 million people took part in the screening program. This was done between May and June. No asymptomatic transmission of the virus.
No shit.
None. The CDC claimed that asymptomatic people are estimated to account for more than 50% of the transmission, but this study says not a single one has come out.
No shit.
Yeah. Paper was...
I didn't see that. Was it in the news? That's funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So being lied to. You know what's funny? The whole hand-washing thing disappeared.
Yeah.
Like they were telling us to wash your hands. You know,
wash your hands, before, sing happy birthday, all that. Yeah, right. All that shit.
You got to wear a mask. They really pushed the mask, and the hand-washing thing went away.
Yeah.
It is spiked because everybody's wearing a mask.
Right.
I think people are getting sick because they keep wearing the same mask over and over and over and over and over again.
You're breathing in your carbon dioxide.
I think, and then they chalk it up. Oh, you're sick. You got COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the hospital gets more money per patient. Guess what? Gunshot wound victim. You got COVID.
They said, oh, what city was that? 40% of the gunshot wound patients were
categorized as COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Ridiculous.
Speaking of out and out lying, Dr. Fauci told the New York Times this week he's been lying about how many people would need to be vaccinated in order for herd immunity to take hold in America. Or as New York Times puts it, he's been quietly shifting the number, deliberately moving the goalposts. In the pandemic's early days, the fraud tended to cite the same 60 to 70% estimate that most experts did. And then he started saying, well, 70, 75. And a couple weeks, it was 80, 85. Now he's saying 90. Fauci acknowledged that he had slowly but deliberately been moving the goalpost. And in doing so, based on his gut feeling that the country is finally ready to hear what he really thinks. Hard as it may be to hear, he said he believes that it may be close to 90% immunity to bring the virus to a halt. So the guy telling the country and sheep what to do admits to lying and that it has nothing to do with science. Oh, and by the way, this week the World Health Organization deleted the definition of herd immunity from its website.
I did see that.
That change wipes out over 100 years of medical advances in epidemiology. Oh, it's not real. Herd immunity is not real. Everybody's got to get the shot.
Yeah, I'm not taking shit.
And Fauci admitted to lying. You tired of being lied to yet, kids?
That's the World Health Organization did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pieces of shit. Don't trust those people.
COVID could still be causing outbreaks in 10 years' time, said the creator of the first vaccine. I ain't even trying that name. He's the chief executive at Germany's BioNTech, who partnered with Pfizer. It took less than a year to get the vaccine approved. It doesn't, oddly, the thing doesn't say how long they've been working on the vaccine. It says it took less than a year to get it approved. Around 500,000 doses have been already administered in the UK. Despite the progress, he's had a press conference on Tuesday, and he believes the virus may survive for several years to come. This is on top of the virus mutating, which we told you about last week in the UK, that they've now found that mutation in France and Japan, which is what a virus does. It's like the flu. It mutates. It changes.
Yeah, but see, it's mutating backwards, which is usually what it does. It's not as deadly.
Right, but it's more contagious, according to the news.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, wash your hands, get your vitamin D, get your shit. It still doesn't change the fact that taking medicine for it, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, will kill it.
Yes.
That's the other thing they're not telling you.
And for everybody, the last thing here for the COVID shit, thinking about the vaccine, this was released this week, and the news tried to slide it under the radar. The numbers are straight from the CDC and were obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. Out of 112,807 recipients of the COVID vaccine, 3,200 are, quote, unable to perform normal daily activities, unable to work, require care from a doctor or healthcare professional. unable to perform daily activities.
The vaccine did that.
Yes. These numbers were released on the 19th.
Have I told you I'm not taking that goddamn vaccine?
Yeah. Me neither.
So. I didn't know if I told you that or not yet.
Yeah, So yeah, there you can't do your normal daily activities. You can't work. You gotta care from a doctor. Yeah, take your shot. It's just a little prick, like all the ones telling you to take it. So.
There's nurses who don't want to take that shit.
There's a nurse in Nashville. Came out this week. She put out a video when she's wearing her mask and she's telling people, please do not take the shot because this happens. And she takes the mask off and she has Bell's palsy. Half of her face is paralyzed. Yeah.
Guess who's not taking that shot?
Yep. But take your shot so you can get back to normal.
I'm good. Suck my dick. There ain't no way I'm taking that goddamn thing.
No. All right. Let's go to Did You See This? Let's talk about this pork stimulus COVID bill. $600 for every American, right? That's what the base was.
That's what every tax-paying American.
Yes, every tax-paying American. Here is what was loaded into it. Are you ready, kids? $25 million for Pakistan gender programs. $1.4 billion for the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act. $250 million Palestinian aid, $85 million to Cambodia, $700 million to Sudan, $135 million to Burma, $130 million to Nepal, $500 million to Israel. I'm Nepaled too.
How much to Israel?
$500 million, half a billion.
Oy vey!
$300 million for migrant and refugee assistance. 10,000 per person student loan bailout, $100 million to NASA, $20 billion to the Postal Service, $300 million to the National Endowments of the Arts, $300 million to the National Endowment of the Humanities, $15 million for veterans employment training, $435 million for mental health support. $30 billion to the Department of Education Stabilization Fund. $200 million to Safe Schools Emergency Response to Violence Program. $300 million to PBS and NPR. $500 million to museums and libraries. $720 million to Social Security. But only $200 million of that is to actually help people. The other, all the rest, is for administration cost. $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol. $7.5 million to the Smithsonian for additional salaries. $35 million to the JFK Center for Performing Arts.
Sure.
$25 million for additional salary for the House of Representatives. $3 billion to upgrade the IT department at the VA. $315 million for the State Department diplomatic programs. $95 million for the Agency of International Development. $300 million into international disaster assistance. $90 million for the Peace Corps. $13 million for Howard University. $9 million for miscellaneous Senate expenses. $100 million to essential air carriers. $40 billion to the Take Responsibility to Workers and Families Act. $1 billion to Airline Recycle and Save Program. $25 million to the FAA for administrative costs. $492 million to the National Railroad Passenger Corporation. That's Amtrak, kids. $526 million grants on top of grants to Amtrak. $25 billion for transit infrastructure, $3 million for maritime administration, $5 million for salaries and expensing the officer of the salaries and expenses for the Office of the Inspector General, $2.5 million public and Indian housing, $5 million community planning and development, $2.5 million office of housing. Yeah, and there's more.
How?
And you get $600 of your money.
Amtrak.
Amtrak.
Who fucking takes the train? Who? Do you know how expensive it is to get on a fucking train?
Yeah. This was supposed to be a COVID relief bill for unemployment benefits and payments to the people. That's what the bill was supposed to be. Pelosi and the Democrats rammed all this in there. And then got it passed because, well, are you going to vote against the COVID bill?
But we weren't.
No.
And we weren't going to do it until Trump, until we got a new president. So.
Right. So, yeah. They also put a couple extra things in there, kids. In that is a $2.3 trillion legislative package. They're under fire now from digital rights campaigners for embedding three controversial changes to the copy and trademark laws. Punitive provisions crammed into the bill, warned Evan Greer of digital rights group Fight for the Future, threatened ordinary internet users with up to $30,000 in fines for engaging in everyday activities such as downloading an image and re-uploading it, a.k.a. posting a meme. You post a meme, they can fine you $30,000.
Well, yeah.
Inclusions in this are so confusing and vague that no one is sure if it makes sites like Twitch into felons. Yeah, so they crammed everything and their brother in this thing. So then Trump got a hold of it, and he slammed him in the video on Tuesday night, saying that Congress expects him to sign this thing. He told him they need to send him a bill that gives Americans significantly more money. Throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked COVID relief legislation in an effort to advance their extreme left-wing agenda and influence the election. Then a few months ago, Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help to the American people. It's taken forever. However, the bill they are planning to send to my desk is much different than anticipated. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages of the bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has nothing to do with COVID. Trump said the large sums of money in the bill were slated to go to foreign nations and illegal aliens in the U.S. And then he outlined all the wasteful spending that we did. But he says Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. Was it their fault? It was China's fault, not the American people's fault. I'm asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 per person or $4,000 for a couple. I'm asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver the COVID relief package, which I think is what they want. They wanted to be like, well, Biden got this passed.
Well, there were people arguing with him on Twitter, like, you're a piece of shit. Like, who doesn't want more money, you stupid fucks? Why are you arguing with him? You just argue with him because you just don't like him. That's it. Yeah. You're too goddamn retarded to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Right.
You're damn. What the fuck?
Didn't they
Why does
get
Israel
rid of
need half $1 billion?
Well, to fund their space program.
Well, I forgot.
Didn't they get rid of the line item veto?
Yes.
I think they did, which they'd really need to bring back because he could veto all that wasteful shit. Just saying.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. House Speaker Skeletor declared on Tuesday that any member of the House of Representatives who does not wear a mask will not be recognized. In a move which surely will see her branded as the ultimate mask Karen, Pelosi proclaimed that representatives will not be allowed to remove the face mask even when they are speaking and more than 6 feet away from anyone else. Said it has to do with it's a matter of order and decorum in the chamber. So members will not be recognized unless they are wearing a mask. And if they are recognized and remove their mask, they will, their recognition will be immediately revoked. Kiss my ass, Skeletor. All right. Next story I got here is, this is interesting. Facebook, in court filings defending itself from a lawsuit filed by activist and congressional candidate Laura Loomer, cited its First Amendment rights as a publisher, contradicting public claims by the company that its social media service is a platform. The distinction between publisher and platform is central to the legal protections enjoyed by big tech companies and frequently cited by Republican lawmakers in their criticism of Silicon Valley's political bias. Basically, as a platform, they are immune to lawsuits if someone posts slander or libel or anything like that. But if they're a publisher, like they just claimed in court, they are legally responsible. So that could bankrupt Facebook. Somebody lies about you online, you could sue Facebook. So,
awesome.
I think they just fucked up. Because Laura Loomer had them over a barrel. And they're like, oh, no, we're a publisher. Really? You admitted that in court. Okay. Well, that's going to open the floodgates.
Well, like they're doing anything anyway.
Yeah, I know. But. All right, now we go to Falls Church, Virginia. A judge has ruled that a black defendant's right to a fair trial would be harmed if the jury heard the case in a Virginia courtroom lined with portraits of the white jury. Because, you know, they're doing corona and everything's digital.
Mm-hmm.
The judge ruled that the upcoming trial of Terrence Shipp on charges of eluding police will be held in a courtroom that has no portraits on the wall of the jury. This ruling Sunday, he said that the overwhelmingly white portraits might send an unintended message that blacks would be denied justice at the courthouse. The public defender sought the change, but prosecutors did not object. I can't get a fair trial. Jury's white.
Shit.
Retarded.
Shit.
And now the last story of the week. University of Michigan, they put together a task force, the Words Matter Task Force, set up by the school's Information and Technology Services Department. More than 24 words or phrases that are now offensive and or racist. Are you ready?
I want to hear them.
Men or man should be person or people.
Oh, no.
Blacklist or whitelist should be allowed or prohibited. Black and white thinking should be called binary thinking or all or nothing thinking. Brown bag, like, you know, brown bag lunch, should be called lunch and learn.
You know what? Every time I hear brown bagging it, it's always got a bottle of booze in the bag.
Yeah, exactly. Usually Moondog.
Liquid lunch.
Liquid lunch, yeah. The phrase, crack the whip. They want manage the effort closely. The words crazy or insane should be changed to outrageous, unthinkable, nonsensical, incomprehensible.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. The word crippled should be called weakened or deteriorated. Disabled. When referring to a system, it should be called deactivated or broken. Dummy should be switched with placeholder. Genders should, theys. Everything should be a they. Grandfathered, as in grandfathered clause, should be called legacy status. Gypped. The word gypped, like I got gypped, should be called defrauded or swindled. Handicapped should be called restricted. Girl, gal, boy, guy should be called person or use the person's name. guys and gals, as in hi guys, should be everyone or folks. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie, use the person's name. Long time no see. You should say, I haven't seen you in ages. Low man on the totem pole should be called bottom of the heap. Master or slave. Leader, follower. Primary or replica. Native, built in. Off the reservation, outside of the norms. Picnic is offensive, apparently. They want to call it a gathering.
What's wrong with picnic?
Did not say. The words preferred pronouns. They just want you to say pronouns. A privileged account is an elevated account. A sanity check should be they want to call it a quick check. And sold down the river, they want called thrown under the bus. This is your tax money at work in Michigan, by the way, because Michigan, University of Michigan is a public institution.
You said that was the last story?
It was until I had this one. The Nashville explosion.
Oh, well, you forgot one.
Yeah. Which one did I forget? The Nashville?
Vote.
Oh, yeah. Vote's gone. The Reddit alternative site Vote was closed down for good on Christmas.
Yep.
Basically because of...
He was tired. The guy who ran it said he was tired.
He was tired. He was so wore down. They had so many attacks on him. So many everything. Because... You could say what you wanted on Vote. You could, you know, it was free. Freedom. And people that don't like freedom wore them down and wore them down and wore them down. So, yeah.
No more Vote.
Miss you, goats.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it
All
really is.
All this news you're talking about, I didn't even read it.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Last thing here is going to be the Nashville story. An explosion rocked downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. Something like 500 investigators are working on this right now, including the behavioral unit from Quantico, FBI, ATF, CIA, KGB. If it's a three letters, it's in on this.
NBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN.
Yeah. Law enforcement source told CBS that a person of interest had been identified. Multiple sources confirmed that Anthony Quinn Warner, it says Nashville area resident, but he lives in Antioch, which is the shitty part.
Oh, hey, that guy?
Allegedly, I don't know. Imagine had a similar that. Make and model to the RV as the one in the photos released to the public. If, as I've read today, they're trying to say, well, he was a 5G conspiracy theory guy, and that's why he did this. And I have looked at this video 40, 50 times. And here's what I see, okay? FBI, ATF, and Metro Nashville did raid his duplex. Actually, it's a quadplex, but and apparently they took away a computer motherboard, but would not elaborate any further. And they didn't actually release the guy's name. That was CBS. The cops, FBI, ATF has not released his name. The blast caused considerable damage to AT&T, which is apparently a It was the communication switch hub. It knocked out internet and cell phone service all the way from like Nashville to Alabama to North Carolina. 911 service was out around here for 180 miles. That's how big of a hub this thing hit. FEMA stated in a report that tissue samples on the scene were determined to be human remains. They're trying to figure out if it was the guy. They're saying it was a suicide bomb. FAA classify the airspace over Nashville as National Defense Airspace. That goes, I don't know when that's lifted. Nashville mayor issued a state of civil emergency that goes through today. Like I said, I've watched the video a ton. And from what I see, this is my personal thought. The explosion did not start in the RV. the explosion started across the street. The AT&T thing that was the alleged target. You can do Google Street View, like on the maps. The only thing on that Google Street View that is blurred out is that AT&T building. It's blurred out. The thoughts, a lot of what I've seen with pretty good evidence, is that AT&T had gotten the contract from the government to do the digital work on the Dominion voting servers. And so you can think of all the conspiracy theories that are out there. I've heard everything from it was a direct energy weapon to a missile attack to that the servers were actually in there and that that's why it was blown up. So no servers, you can't say fraud. Ta-da. Vince, what do you think?
That's how I think. I don't know. It sounds plausible.
The thing with the 5G is they're saying that the kind of cover story is, well, this guy was so paranoid about 5G and the NSA spying that that's why he targeted AT&T.
Why wouldn't he just go off the grid?
That's a good question. And
if you got the means for that kind of thing, I'd get on a boat and just go somewhere.
That AT&T hub right there is apparently an NSA site for data gathering. So a lot of people have said it could have been anything from a disgruntled ex-worker. You know, I don't know. But apparently it came out that the guy that they're saying is the person of interest gave away his house to a woman in California 2 months ago. And there was apparently there were reports of shots fired, which drew the cops downtown to it. Now there's thoughts that there weren't real shots fired. It was actually played over the PA of the RV, and that the RV was then playing a message with a countdown timer telling people to evacuate. If you can hear this message, please evacuate. And then somebody played the recording backwards. And that's just creepy. I showed that video to Vince before we started recording, and it basically says something like Merry Christmas. It's weird. There's a whole lot of questions about this, and I think this is going to be a Las Vegas thing, Vince, where we don't ever really know the truth.
Yeah, the Las Vegas thing. Nobody still knows about that. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's...
It was covered up quickly.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, and I think the same thing is going to happen with this. So, I think three people were injured, none severe. The one, I guess, casualty, if you call it, they're saying is the bomber himself. I don't know. This is fucked, and AT&T had to be the target. I mean, that's just how it is. There's no other there's nothing else there. There's just bars and lofts. That's it. So, obviously, AT&T was the target. Why? That's a good question. But it looks like now they're trying to do this. He was a conspiracy theorist, and he was worried about 5G and spying on people.
Yeah, not the Dominion servers inside the building.
Not the Dominion servers that were there. Yeah, that's, yeah.
And convenient.
Why was that blurred out on Google? There's a lot of questions here. Oh, because it was an NSA data dump site. Okay. There's a lot of questions, and we will not have all the answers, ever.
Nope, it'll be one and done here pretty soon.
My guess is you're gonna hear, yep, this was a conspiracy theorist. It was a suicide bomber because he thought 5G was killing people and the spying and on people, and that's why he did it. End of story. Done.
Next story.
Yeah.
Trump bad. Orange man bad.
Yeah. And I heard a lot of people online going, "Why hasn't Trump said anything about this?" Because there was nothing to fucking report. They were still investigating, and there was no lives lost. So, yeah. So,
because he's not a drama whore like fucking Biden. How about that?
Yeah. Ding. Exactly. So, all right. Vince, you got any final thoughts for the last show of the year? Next week, Deadpool draft. You better be ready.
I am ready.
You're ready?
I am ready. No, I'm not ready yet.
No, you're not ready. You won't be ready until, oh, good Lord.
Saturday night,
maybe. And then you'll just hope. You better have more than 10 picked.
It's yeah, I'm on the fly, baby. I'm fast and loose. I play fast and loose with this fucking show.
Well, with your picks, that's why you've never won.
No. I'm just better than you, and you just can't admit it.
We're tied.
Shh.
It's literally a tie.
I'm winning by proxy. I'm the winner here, damn it.
You are Munchausen by proxy.
So. And with that, keep your stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground. Everyone be safe. Next week starts a new year. Let's get off to a good start. And Vince has once again lost to Deadpool.
Fuck you.
See everybody next week.
Bye.